talking, cause you know we got some problems. So tune on in the way we talk and how to solve them. We may laugh, we may learn, we might be your games, bits and pieces.
Hey, Caitlin.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming on. We would just love to dive right in and just find out how you're enjoying playing at Orlando so far.
Oh my God. Orlando's definitely been a journey, you know, it's only my second year here. And I'm getting used to it. You know, I'm originally from New York, so Florida's definitely a change, but I'm learning a lot. I'm growing. So far, we just actually got our first win a couple days ago. So we are in high spirits right now in Orlando, Florida.
That's awesome. I saw you guys won 2-1 against San Diego, right?
3-1. Yep.
3-1. Wow. 3-1
away, which is huge for us. That's first win of the season so far.
That must feel good. Once you
it
get
feels that, awesome.
then you're rolling.
Exactly.
How did the game go? Like, what? Why do you think you guys were so successful?
You know, I think a lot of things. I think we were all sick of losing. I think that every single person who stepped on the field came to play, and it really took everybody. I think everyone had an amazing mentality going into the game, confidence, belief in one another, sticking to the game plan. And, you know, it kind of all clicked on Sunday and, or Saturday. And, we're really, really happy with the performance. Lights out, all around the field, seriously.
That's awesome. How would you describe the team this year?
I would describe the team as young for the first part. But I would also describe this team as resilient and learning and growing. And, you know, it's always tough. I feel like we're one of the teams that had a lot of changes during the off season. But I think everyone, you know, genuinely gets along, genuinely loves each other, wants to work with each other, wants to get better together. So definitely resilient.
Yeah, sometimes the winning and the wins and loss record doesn't reflect, like, you know, the camaraderie that you have on a team, or, you know, the atmosphere of team training and how everyone will go to bat for each other. So that's great. And I think also, like, it's okay to start a season out rough, because you need to be peaking at the end of the season, not right out of the gates. It's a long ass season for you guys. So,
yeah, it's a long season. Exactly.
It's hard to stay on top for the duration that you guys are playing for. So the ups and downs, and having it down in the beginning is better than having it at the end, right?
Absolutely. Especially in this league, you know, it's so competitive. And any game, any team can win, no matter if you're in first place or you're in last place. Which makes it so fun and so competitive, and also so tough. You know, nothing is guaranteed.
That's so true. I feel like this league is unlike any other because of that. Like, anything mm-hmm. can happen at any time, which makes it so exciting. There's always surprise.
Exactly.
What do you find most surprising about playing pro?
What I find most surprising is, honestly, probably how it doesn't almost feel like a job sometimes. You know, we've all been playing soccer for so long, and, you know, at a pretty high level. And now it's, you know, 7-4. It's all about soccer, which is, you know, a good thing. And also, you know, this is your whole life. This is work, but it also doesn't feel like work. And that's something that's surprising to me. You know, a lot of my friends, I'm 24, so they're in, you know, in the office or working from home, and it's just such a unique experience. Another thing that is so surprising is who you're playing with. You know, I'm playing with some of the best players in the world. If you asked me 2 years ago, even, I would have never pictured this. But surprising in a great way.
Has anyone specifically taken you under their wing? Like, any mentors that stand out to you on the team?
I mean, I don't think necessarily under their wing, but, you know, we have a lot of great leaders on this team. You know, Marta, Erica Timrak, who's been in the league for so long, Kylie Strom, oh my God, Haley Hansen, Megan Montefusco, all of them have been so influential in such a small period of time so far, just bringing experience and understanding what this league is and what playing professional soccer in this league is, and kind of helping guide and explain that to me specifically, because this is all still pretty new.
Now, you said that 2 years ago you couldn't have pictured being on the field with some of the best players in the world. So when did the reality of the potential of being a professional player like start to enter your brain? Like, when you were a kid, is it something you wanted to do but you thought it was like too unattainable, or did it just happen later in your soccer journey where you started to really believe that you could play pro?
Yeah, I think it happened much later. I think, you know, when I was younger, everything was about college and playing on the best college soccer team that you can play on. And then once you get to college, you're a freshman and now you're just trying to play in college. And then once you start playing in college, you're like, let's start winning and let's win a national championship. And, you know, I did 4.5 years at Duke. I stayed an extra year with COVID, which ended up being the best decision. And I think once my fifth year hit, I said, wow, like, am I really going to hang up the cleats? I don't know. Am I ready? You know, this has been my whole life. And I said, if I get an opportunity to keep playing, I might as well take it, right? I don't know what else I'm going to do. And it's working out for me. So, yeah.
What was that decision like to stay a fifth year? I know so many people like are on the fence about it. And how did it play out for you? You just said it was like a good decision. So do you think you grew as a player, as a leader, or you just needed extra time there because you lost time with COVID?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like it was all of the above. I think COVID was a tough year. You know, that was my senior year. And I was like, oh, you know, I played in the ACC. So we ended up having a fall season and a spring season, but it didn't feel right. You didn't have the fans, you didn't have all the travel. And I think that I didn't feel fulfilled yet. And I didn't feel like my job was done. And I think that getting that option, I said, you know what, like, let's do one more year. You know, not everyone in my class stayed. It was me and two other girls. And I think I learned the most about myself as a soccer player, as a leader, and as a teammate in my fifth year at Duke, which is saying something. You know, every year is super different, but I'm very thankful and very grateful that, you know, my coaches let me stay. It wasn't just my decision. They had to say, yeah, like, we still have a spot for you. So it ended up working out, thank God.
That's really nice. And it must make you feel good that your coaches wanted you to stay, that they also felt like, all right, your job's not done. We still want you here. So that's a good feeling, I'm sure.
For sure. For sure.
How do you think your game has elevated from, like, I don't know, let's say beginning of your college career to now? Like, how have you grown as a player on and off the field?
I think, oh, so many ways. I think college really helped me be a really great teammate. You know, I think that especially being in the NWSL now and being young in the NWSL, you're playing with women who've had years and years of experience, and, you know, it doesn't all happen right away. And I think because my experience in college was kind of the same, you know, I came in as a freshman, I didn't play at all. I barely played my sophomore year. And I think I really learned how to change and learn my role. I think learning your role is so important, because a lot of the times you're not going to get what you want, and it takes a time. There's a learning curve. And I think that at least being in the league now, last year was a tough one for me. I was pretty much injured all season, but I was able to kind of take that time. And instead of being upset and being down and, you know, I really took that time to learn and to be and integrate my myself into this team in any way that I can, because I knew it couldn't be off the field. And I realized, you know what, like, I have to play a part off the field. And I think that that's what helped me a lot get through last year, be on a team, you know, form relationships on a team. So, yeah.
I love that. And that is the real backbone of enjoying and loving the sport, is the teammate component of it and the relationship that you have with the people that you're spending all of your time with. So all that time, a full year of being injured, was that like the first major injury that's kept you out for a while that you dealt with in your career?
Yeah, that was the first long-term injury I've ever had. You know, everyone has sprained ankle here and there or something, but I had never been out for more than a couple weeks. You know, in college you kind of can't. You don't really have time to. And you know, now then my first year in this league, I'm out for 4 months, 5 months, and it's definitely a shock, you know. Shout out to Orlando Pride. You know, they have a great medical staff. I worked with the most amazing PT I've ever had. And I'm super thankful for that. But it was definitely tough. But I used that. I was just observing. I was learning every single day. You know, sometimes I couldn't be out at practice, but everything's recorded now and I can watch film, and I would watch these games and kind of prepare and really understand the level that these players are playing at, you know? And even now it's still a shock getting playing time and finally being on the field. Nothing can really prepare you for it besides being in it. But I think just gaining their respect and understanding how fantastic these players are and how tough it is to actually play against them was really important for me.
Did it give you a new, like, sort of perspective coming off of all of that time of not being able to play and then finally now feeling like you're on a healthy streak and you can play without hesitation or anything like that?
Absolutely. It gave me a reset. It gave me a new sense of hunger, sense of desire and wanting to develop. You know, you're kind of starting at ground zero. You have to get back in shape again. You have to, you know, work on things that, you know, when you're out for that long, you kind of forget, like, what kind of player am I like and what am I doing well and what can I do well? And I think it allowed me to grow as a player. And, you know, when you're playing at a higher level, things change. There are things that you can get away with in college that you're not going to get away with in this league. And I think that being able to watch for a whole year made me realize, like, hey, these are some things that I need to work on, because it's not going to work against these better players and against a faster paced game, a more physical game.
It is crazy how much you see when you're really watching. Like,
yeah,
when you're not just half-ass watching, when you're fully focused in on it, it's like, it's incredible.
Oh my God. Even at practice, I'm like, how in the hell are these people moving the ball so quickly? And they're doing crazy stuff. And I'm like, this is the highest level of soccer. And this is why, you know, I'm watching Marta literally dribble through people like cones.
I'm like, I've never seen that.
Oh, I mean, it's pretty brilliant. I don't know if you saw one of our rookies, Messiah Bright, had made a TikTok of her doing a drill, and she's just flying out. I've never seen someone with a cleaner touch, with a cleaner pass, the pace. She's still in her prime. She's not aging. She does not age.
I love it. Amazing. What, when you were injured, did you take up any, or now, do you have any passions off the field that you're really interested in?
Yeah, I mean, so last year I had so much time on my hands. I was still getting my master's. That was kind of the only way I would be able to stay at Duke. I still had to be in school. So I finished my master's in July, and it's always been the goal to eventually go to medical school. I don't know when. You know, I think every time I have like this set plan in my head, it always goes the complete opposite way, you know. But as of right now, I still do aspire to go to medical school. I'm no longer putting a timeline on it. But hopefully, I won't be too old and I can still, you know, sit down, take a test, focus, study. But for right now, the only studying I'm doing is film after practice, after games, before games, and scout. So just different.
That's really cool. What would you want to do with med school?
Right now, I think I want to be a surgeon.
Wow.
Everyone kind of tells me that I really have to see when I get to medical school. You know, work-life balance is a big thing. But I feel like playing professional soccer, I'm kind of used to, you know, high stress, a different type of work-life balance than some other people. So we'll see.
That's very true. I never thought about it that way. You are used to that more than other people are. So it's not adjustment, I guess. That's very cool. Alana, any more questions before we go into rapid fire?
I guess I would just love to know where at the point you're at in your career, is there any like major takeaway that soccer has taught you?
Major takeaway that soccer has taught me. I think that probably one of the biggest lessons soccer has taught me is that you have to learn that you can only control what you can control. There are a lot of things, especially in this sport, especially being on a team, especially being on a competitive team. There are a lot of times that you just can't control decisions, you know, getting injured, playing time. The only thing that you can control is showing up every single day and working as hard as you possibly can with a good attitude, and making yourself and everyone around you better. And I think that a lesson like that is going to carry on for my whole life in everything that I do, not just soccer.
Love that. Perfect answer. All right, should we go and dive into some rapid fire questions?
Let's do it. What's your go-to coffee order?
So I'm not a coffee girly, but I do love a matcha latte, iced matcha latte, or an iced chai latte.
The matcha is taking over. A lot of people are saying that answer.
Taking over only, but it has to be a high quality matcha.
Mm-hmm. No, have to. do you have a favorite drill at practice?
Any type of passing drill. Any type like of passing part. Drill. Yes. Love a good 5 yard, 10 yard, 20 yard passing drill.
Yeah, I hate the stress of being the one to mess that up.
Yeah.
So
definitely not 1v1s.
especially against Marta, I wouldn't want to ever
play. Yeah, especially against Marta, where there's no winning. It's just Marta going to goal.
What's your favorite team to watch?
In what league?
Any
sport.
My favorite team to watch. So honestly, it changes. Right now, I am loving watching Barcelona, the women's team. I was just watching them play against Chelsea, and I mean, they're next level. They are next level. I've never seen a team move the ball like that, play like that. So yeah, definitely a big Barcelona fan right now.
Beautiful soccer to watch for sure.
Yeah, beautiful soccer to watch, exactly.
Do you have a favorite athlete?
My favorite athlete, I would say, is Serena Williams. Yeah.
Great one. Yeah, because your parents play tennis, right?
Yeah. So I come from a huge tennis family. Both my parents played professional tennis. My sister played tennis at Brown. I competed up until I was 10, and then I chose soccer. So I'm kind of the black sheep of the family. But, you know, my parents have been super supportive. I still love tennis, watching tennis. I don't get to play as much. I played a little off season, was trying to get into shape. It's a different type of fitness, you know, having my mom just drill with me and hit balls side to side. I'm big on pickleball right now as well. Pickleball is also taking over. So I come from a big, big tennis family, pickleball family. My mom owns a big tennis/pickleball facility in New York. So I've been around it all my life.
That's so cool.
On Long Island?
I live on Long Island, but my mom's tennis facility is in Queens.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
We're from Long Island.
I know. We're Long Island girlies. Come on. We got to stick together.
Also in Florida right now, which is, you know, pickleball central. But
pickleball central.
I snowbird. Have to check out your mom's place. That's awesome.
Yes, please do.
What's do you have a favorite book?
My favorite book is The Kite Runner.
Love The Kite Runner.
So good. I know. It's one of those books where I can read over and over and over again.
Really good.
Do you have a favorite movie?
My favorite movie, Harry Potter. Any of the Harry Potters. Every Christmas, me and my family binge all 8 movies.
Wow, that's dedication.
Yeah, dedication for sure.
What actress would play you in a movie about yourself?
What actress would play me in a movie about myself? That's a good question. I don't know. I'm trying to think of an actress that looks like me, but I'm kind of blank. Maybe like Priyanka Chopra. I mean, she's way prettier, so I don't know. But yeah, for sure.
And Kerry Washington, the way that you like enunciate.
Oh yeah, or Kerry Washington, like either one of them. Yeah, I love it.
All right, if you had a post-game meal named after you, what would the meal be?
The meal would be called Big Daddy Kate.
And what would it be? Because now I'm curious.
Honestly, it would probably just be a huge pie of pizza. Ooh, with nice. Like buffalo chicken and ranch.
Sounds good.
Like a true New Yorker.
Is it New York pizza? The pizza.
Yeah, it has to be New York pizza. Cannot be Florida pizza. Has to be New York pizza.
Nice. All right, and Liv, what's your biggest soccer girl problem?
My biggest, tan lines. This Florida heat is something different. And I tan super fast. And right now I am 5 different shades.
And you guys train in like the racerback tanks too a lot, right?
Yeah. Well, so I kind of switch it up. Because I'm really trying to not get these tan lines to be as bad as they could be. Another thing that I learned last year. So I really try to switch it up to keep my skin even. As much as I can.
Very smart. Okay, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it. It was great to get to know you a little more. And hopefully we get to see you play in person sometime soon.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me. This was so cool. I've been like obsessed with Soccer Girl Probs literally since I was 12. So this is a really, really cool moment for me. And I appreciate you guys taking the time out.
That's awesome. It just made us feel really old, but we appreciate it.
Oh my God, no. You guys look awesome. And you guys are hilarious too.
Well, thank you so much, Dad.
You too. Bye.